his friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Aroni Mirasi, for Moshita ben Peshadina, for Reb Chaim Aaron ben Gila, from Yudi Yaakov ben Dina Chasha. Hem v'chol anil v'malem, l'nishmas maris Esther bas Reb Shmuel, Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Pei He, Sif Pei says that if a woman's neighbor saw her, that she's wearing special clothing for her nida, they express special nida clothing, the din is that she's considered Vadai Tumeya. The Ramah says in the Tshuvis in Simon Beis about a woman who gave birth three times in the eighth month. She was afraid that she is an Ayin Hara, and that's why she's giving birth early. You see that in Nida Samach Vav Amar Aleph, an Ayin Hara can cause Riyaz Dam, and she wants to hide her pregnancy from the people in her home, and her husband was maskim that she should say in front of the people in the home that she's tumei at the beginning of her pregnancy in order to hide it. And now he wants to know, is it mutter to have beer with her during those times, because lefi emes she's tahora? That was the shayla that was asked the Ramah. So the Ramah answers from the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Ein Beis Amud Aleph, Huchsuka nida b'shchenoi seha Bala lokela mishum nida, that if a woman is considered a nida, her neighbors consider her a nida, and her husband has bia with her, then he's going to get malchus for having bia with a nida. So from the fact that it says that her husband gets bia, her husband gets malchus, but it doesn't say that she gets malchus, we see from this that Dafka, her husband, gets Malchus because he doesn't know whether or not she's Tamei or Tahor or Tumeya. And therefore, she's a chazaka with her Shechenos, with the neighbors, that she's Tumeya. Avalagabe dida. But as far as she's concerned, if she knows herself that she's not Tumeya, she was just Machzik herself like that, or her neighbors thought like that. Shalokidin. She doesn't get Malchus. And the same thing in our case, that the whole thing was just a show. It was all achizas einayim. So therefore, even though she's pretending to be a tmeya, and her husband's in on the deal, so she wants to prevent this ayin hara. So memela, since the husband knows she's not in nida, they're mutter, just like she wouldn't get malchus if she would have bia, even if her husband thought she was in nida, when her neighbors assumed that she was because of the clothing she was wearing. As long as you know the facts, that's enough. So the explanation is, explains Moreno Hagoyen Rav Nassim Zatzal, based on what the Pnei Yoshua writes in Ksubas Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and that Rashi there says that if a woman says Bari Li Shemes Baili, in other words, a woman says that I have no hesitations, Ain libi nokfi, I have no heart palpitations, and that my husband's dead, and she gets married, so she doesn't have to leave her husband. So the explanation is that the Torah only said to go after a chazaka when a person's mesupik, but if a person says barili against the chazaka, it's not shaykh to say go after the chazaka, and Mimela, this woman, if she's Barila, Negera Chazaka, then Nises Veino Yoitzes. And he writes that, so writes the Maharsha in Yevamos 88b, and there in the Kuntres Acher on the Pnei Yoshua added that for this reason, based in Arn Memis or Malka, unless there was first Hasra, and a person was Matir Atzma Lemisa, and he says Afal Pichain. Because if a person has a Chazaka against him, or a Rove against him, he can say Barili against the Chazaka or against the Rove. And therefore he needs to be matir himself for the misa, for the malchus. Because a person who's barili is no chazaka, no rov. So when a woman was huchsaka nidos b'shchenoi seha, only the husband's getting malchus because he should have been choshesh for her chazaka. But she doesn't get malchus. Because if she says barili she'eni tumeya, who can contradict her? She knows the truth more than others. And even though she's wearing big day nidus v'huchsaka lenida, nevertheless, when she says barili against the chazaka, we don't go after the chazaka, and her bari is stronger in the tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer, in Eben Ezer and Chelek Aleph and Siman Ayin Ches. He writes that for this reason, the Gemara says, Baila lokele velohi, because it's talking about what she gives in Amasla, when she gives an excuse. And she says, you know why I was with him? I'll tell you why I wasn't really a nida. And she explains what the circumstances were. Aye, what about Shavya Nafshech Tichadi Sura? By being Muchsa Kenida, so that's a Shavya Nafshech Tichadi, so she's making her husband answer to her. And the Chasim Sofer says, Umishum Shavya Nafshech Tichadi Sura Leka. Ach mishum shehuchzak anida tzleinu ba'ala loke. Ach hine menes lomar bari li shelo ra'isi dam. B'chol shedanim mitam chazaka, mi sheyachol lomar bari li enu nera, k'ma shekasuv p'nei Yeshua k'subis, uvu kontras achron, v'kach kasuv arash b'bi avamis. So this, there's going to be no shabi enough shechaticha disur. I guess she gave her a masla, she gave her excuse, so that explains why he really was an aser. And Huchskanida B'Shchein Oseh, her husband gets Malkus, but she's believed to say, says the Chasim Sofer, she's believed to say, Shelo Ra'isi Dam, and because she has a Bari, and there's no more Chazaka. If, as long as you're in the world of Chazaka, person who says Bari Li doesn't get killed, and then he references the Pnei Yahushu and Ksubis 22b, and in the Kuntres Acharon, and the Mar, and so writes the Rashba and Yavamis 88b, and he also references the Maharsha. So the Yisod HaDvarim, we already see this before the Chasim Sofer and before the Pnei Yehoshua in the Tshuvas of the Ramah, that the Ramah says that since Lefia Emes she says she's Tahora, so it's not a Chazaka anymore, so her husband can have relations with her. What would be the din where Bishas Hasra, she said to the Edim, Afal Pichain, and she was Makabal the Hasra, the warning, and then she said to the Beis Din, Bari Li Shalom Nitma. Is she believed to say that she's Tahira? Because Bishas Hasra, she didn't protest. And that is a Tzarech Iyun. The Rama writes there to be miyashev that it says baila loka aleha mishum nida, and it doesn't say that the woman also gets malchus outs nida, because lo mebaya hi atzma. It's pashit that she herself devadei deloika mishum nida meachad shemachzekes atzma lenida. El afilu habal deloy ovid midi behavele lemeimar ani ma'amin ledvarayich achroinim. Afilu hachi loike, that it's pashit that she herself gets malchus. In other words, this is another mahalach. According to this mahalach, it's pashit that she gets malchus. Lo mebaya that she gets malchus alts nida, because she was machzik herself as a nida. But even the husband eltid golnisht. The loy ovid midi, he could have said, I believe the last thing she said. What was the last thing she said? I'm tahora. So huchzak anida b'shchein aisea, not only is baila is she loike, the Gemara is telling us a chiddush, but even baila loike mishum nida. He can say, I believe her last words. Nevertheless, he gets malchus, and that's the famous Gemara in Kiddushin. An 80a that we give malchus for chazakas and skila and srefa for chazakas. If a person has a chazaka, that would obligate them in malchus or skila srefa. It's a family member. It's looks like a family member, and then a person has bia and the like. So there is going to be a punishment based on a chazaka. And there was a maisa, says the Gemara, b'isha achas shebasli Yerushalayim. V'tinok murkav la'al k'seifa. There was a woman who comes to Jerusalem and she has a child on her shoulders. She raises the child, and then when the child gets older, he has Brahmana Litzlan beer with this woman. And they bring them to the Beis Din and they give them skila. Loy mipnei shebna vadai. Not because it's definitely her son, but shekarach achareha. You have to assume it was her son. So even though the machzik himself didn't know if it was true or not, we don't know. We don't know. Nevertheless, there's still skila and sreifa. Ubevadai, writes the Ramah, lo haya moyel shuma masla v'tayna. No, a masla and taina would have helped to prevent the skila. So according to this approach, din is that we don't believe her to say that the chazak is not true. It's pashut, we assume it's true. It's true. When they do a maisa, so then based on the chazaka, we act. So according to this derech, Rav Nosson says we can be miyashev diktuk harama in a different way. And that is based on the Shev Shmaitze. Shmaitze Vav Perik Yates. He says that a woman is believed to say to her husband, I'm Tumeya, like in Shas Ksubas Chav Beis Amar Aleph, it's not learned from the Pasuk of V'safra La, that we learn that B'shiva Nikiyim, when she's coming to be Matayar herself, she's believed. But when she says Tumeani Lucha, the reason she's believed is because she originally was Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. That's why she's believed when she says Tumeani Lucha. What do we learn from V'safra La? That she's mutter to say to her husband that I'm permitted to you, I counted my 7 clean days. But the Isser, the Tumah, is Al Tshavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. And therefore, Ein Ha Isser El Al Atzma V'loy Al Acheirim. The Isser is only for herself and not on others. Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura only applies to the person who creates the Isser, but not to others. And the only reason she's usher to her husband is Alts Lefnei Iver, because now he's being machshil her in Isser. It's not the husband, we assume that she's not the Tumeya, but mitzad her. Mitzad her, she says that she's usher to him, so when he has beer with her, he's machshil her in Isser. So Lefnei Iver lo sitein michshal. So Ayin Sham in the Shmaitza, again 6:19. However, this is all where she says Kol Zeh, when she says Tumeani Lecha, there's no Chazaka. Then she's only believed Al Shavi Anavshe Chaticha Di Sura, and then the husband only gets Malkus Al Nida. Aval Kishehuchzak Nida B'Shchein Oseo. Where there's a chazaka, but that you say sokol v'sarfan ala chazakas, and others also get some malchus because she's chuksakatzim, and that's the kamash malan that chuksakani to b'shchein oseh gam ba'ala loykel. Another, we want to be medactic the issue of the Ramah. The Ramah wanted to learn pshat in the Gemara according to this mahalach. Now what's pshat that the husband gets malchus? What about the wife? So here the Ramah says that it's pashat that the wife gets malchus. The chiddush is that even the husband gets malchus. So pshat is that why is she believed to say Tumeani Lucha like the Shmaitza says? Because Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura is a din on the woman. So the husband wouldn't get malchus out having bias with a nida. And therefore we have the Huchzak Nida B'Shchein Oseo to tell us that even the husband gets malchus. Because you shouldn't say that all there is a Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. The Gemara is saying, even the husband gets Malkus. As you would think, no, because if it was just Shavya, he wouldn't get Malkus. But here the husband does get Malkus. Kamash Malan, the Hechi Shehuchzaka is Nestor Gam Alachayri Mishum Nida Dehavei Kevadei Gamor. That when she's Muchzaka, she's Aser for everybody. She's considered a Nida Vadei Gamor. So klum b'sor from alechazako. So too, when they're machzik that Plonius is tameya, there is going to be malchus. So that's the chiddush here of the Gemara. So again, two mahalchim of the Ramah to understand the Gemara, that a husband gets malchus when she's suchsa ganida b'shchein ha'iseha, when she's assumed by her neighbors to be a nida. One is that to tell us that she's believed to say that she wasn't Tmeya. If she knows that she's not Tmeya, she's Beseder Gamor. If Yodas Ba'atzma She'ena Tmeya L'Shechzik Atzma V'kach O She'uchzaka Mishchena Zeh She'loi Kedin Eina Loika. If she knows herself not to be like that, she's not getting Malkus. Because here, as we explain, there is no suffix by her. She says Bari Li. And the second mahalach of the Ramah is that when it says that her husband gets Malkus, it's Pashat she gets Malkus. Because her husband, he can say, hey, it's only a Shabbia Nafshe Vort. So why should I get Malkus? So Kamash Malan, no. That here it's Huchzakat Midin Chazaka, and Memela he gets Malkus also. Now, Huchzaka Nida B'Shchein Oseha, Ha'ide Bugadea, because she's wearing her Big Day Nidus, that's considered a Beiru Gamur. And that's what we find in the Rambam, in the first parak of Isurei Bia, that you don't have to see Kimakho Bishvoy Feres, Mishum Shecheskas Tsura Zu Shehera Bava Ishbina Iris. So without getting into the details, but when you're witnessing a Maisa Bia, it doesn't have to be that a person sees every little sees the actual penetration. So but if you can just see from the tsura of what's going on that something very, very unkosher is going on, that's enough of an edus. So you see that a cheskas tsura is a vadai gamor, and so to levishas big day nidus is a cheskas tsura. That's the form of this chazaka that makes her tmei, and therefore her husband gets malchus als nida, and therefore it says bayalok alamishum nida. And this is shver. The vadai shim like if he's getting malchus a vada, it's mishum nida. So zakt rav nasan, but based on what we said, we understand that salkadai techamina that shehu chuchzaka nida. All there is Shavya Nafshi Chatichadi Sura. Ukimishai Meris Tumeani Lacha. And therefore she's usher to her husband, but it's only Alts Lifne Iver. Because when she says that she is a Nida vis a vis the husband, it's only Lifne Iver, Dick. And then, will the husband get Malkus Alts Lifnei Iver? The answer is he will. He's going to get Malkus Alts Lifnei Iver, not Alts Nida, because she's not considered a Nida. It's just a Shabi Nafshi Chetichli Sura. Because the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis that you don't get Malkus Alts Lifnei Iver, it's because it's a Lav Shein Boi Maisa. But if he's Baal, it's a Lav Sheish Boi Maisa, and Ramel is Lifnei Iver here. The only time it's not going to be Malkus is when the Ein Bo Maisa, Yesh Bo Maisa, then it's Lifnei Iver, Ayin Shem in the Minchas in the Sefer HaChinuch. So when he has beer with her, where he does a Maisa, where he does a Maisa, then he's like an Lifnei Iver. So Kamash Malan, that's what you might think. Kamash Malan, no, he's not getting Malkus as Lifnei Iver, he's getting Malkus Alts Nida, because we were machzik her as a Nida, and the second she's a Cheskas Nida, that makes her a Nida Vada, and therefore the husband's Malkus will be Mitam Nida, and not Mitam Lifnei Iver. So we still have a lot to say, Mirtz Hashem, about this, and I just asked the Rabbanu Shalom that Barov Tuvo V'Chazdo, that he give us continuing life, and we are able to continue to learn these very, very chashuva halachas. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.